How's it going, everyone? It's Matt Wagstaff here again with Live Long and Prosper, the podcast where we talk about business, life, how to maintain balance, live a happy, more fulfilling life. So in this episode, I just want to touch on something just really briefly about mentorship and the importance of one having a mentor or mentors, plural, but also making sure you have balance in how you go about looking for mentors to support you in whatever goals you're trying to obtain in life so that you can live a prosperous and long life. So the first thing I would say is having a mentor is crucial, it's critical. And I don't necessarily prescribe to the notion that you have to have someone who you physically sit down with and ask questions to and have a conversation with. You can have mentors in this day and age that are imparting knowledge upon you through different social channels, different digital channels, YouTube, etc. Just really consuming that content and really studying how they move in order to dictate how you want to move going forward. But I also will say that it definitely adds another level of effectiveness if you have someone who you can sit down with, have a nice conversation, bounce things off of. They can challenge you. You can even challenge them and see what you can learn from each other. So I definitely prescribe to that. I mentor several young men and definitely think that has been a good exercise, not only for the mentees, but also for myself as the mentor. But then secondly, and what I really want to touch on is, you know, we talk about balance and the importance of having balance in your life. And there's a lot of different ways, a lot of different aspects of our life, whether it be our love and romance with our significant other, families, friends, having some fun, recreational things, spiritually, physically, financially, career and development, our home, our physical environment. There's so many different aspects of our lives. And I'm sure in order for us to maintain balance, we would need to have at least one goal that touches on each one of those different aspects of our lives. So it may be in our best interest, and I would recommend this for anyone, to think about what your goals are. Make sure that they're balanced. One, make sure that you don't have 10 financial goals, but zero physical health goals. Because we want to live long, right? And prosper, right? So whatever goals you have within that balanced spectrum there, think about who you know who's really performing at a high level in that space. And they may be the same person, but they may not be. So if you have a physical goal of losing weight or doing 1,000 push-ups, whatever it ends up being, it may be someone in your circle, someone who you may look up to, who may be at that space, who can help you, but they may not be the best person to sit down with and talk about family relationship type of goals that you have or financial goals that you have. So think about what your goals are and then who you think of who could actually support you in that, in those different aspects of your life. And again, it may not be the same person every time. So when you think about a mentor, don't think about this one person who can be like sort of the end all be all for everything. Think about how you may want to have a balanced approach to it. So because at the end of the day, you want to make sure that you're accomplishing your goals. And in order to do that, you may need to tap more than just one relationship in order to make that happen. So I hope this was helpful for you. It's definitely been helpful for me when I think about my goals, thinking about who within the different stratospheres that I need to look out for or try to connect with and learn from. And I found that there are multiple people that I end up getting some advice from, whether it's directly or indirectly through different channels. So hope this was helpful. Looking forward to any feedback that anyone has. And we're wrapping up 2018 here. So very, very happy and thankful for the end of this year. Hopefully 2019, you all are dialing in and listening to this podcast. And hopefully we can continue to add value and grow together. Have a blessed new year.